This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And we're real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We a number one spot.
Hey, one more time just for fun. What's good? One more time for Friday. Hey,
yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
We welcome you in here to the Friday, August 8th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borland.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside.
What are you doing with him?
Indeed, man. We are thrilled that you're here with us. To close out this week, strongman Kyle Mattson from The Insider is going to come back here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk some 49ers football with him. Of course, we got preseason football last night. Watched probably a lot more than I had any business watching.
Just games in general or the Raiders game?
Both.
I mean, we had
the Ravens on. We kind of perked up for a second. Lamar was in full uniform taking snaps. It's like, hey. All right, Lamar might be out there a little bit. And then the next thing we see, it's Cooper Rush throwing an interception, and Lamar already got dry fits on. It's like, what the hell?
Dry fits and all his jewelry's on.
Like, how did he change so fast? Two, did he get full padded up just to get a workout in?
I guess so. Because he didn't see any of that game.
But we had a pretty quiet night, so it was just kind of keeping an eye on what's going on. And that's the downside. You know, the preseason, it made me think, you know, I was thinking like, man, preseason football is if you have an opinion on your football team or a football team, it's probably not going to change from preseason football. It's probably going to stay exactly the same. Like I think the number one thing we talked about in terms of weaknesses for the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday was their offensive line. Mm-hmm. Well, their offensive line looked bad. We have no business judging their offensive line from what we saw yesterday.
Right.
But we went in there thinking their offensive line isn't going to be very good, or their offensive line could potentially create some trouble for them. And you walk away going, yeah, their offensive line was a problem. Mm-hmm. Going into the preseason game and I thought, man, this is a football thing. And then I realized, does anybody remember the first quarter of the Sacramento Kings preseason game last year?
Oh, my goodness.
Does anybody remember that high octane offense?
Man. DeMar didn't miss a shot.
Oh, it was everything we thought it'd be. Oh my God. I don't know if we ever saw that offense again.
Nah, man.
But we had this idea that the offense would be really, really fluid, and you know, defense is gonna be something that they're gonna have to figure out. Mm-hmm. We watched a single quarter of basketball that didn't matter, and we're certain our preseason opinion on that particular aspect of the game was correct. And I don't know whether to make heads or tails of what you do with preseason sports, not just football, but basketball as well. I watched it, I enjoyed it, but I don't have any outrage over the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday or the offensive line, and I'm going to try to watch the 49ers, understanding it doesn't matter.
I know that there are people who know the game of football better than I do, who can watch some things in a preseason game and take away a lot from it and understand, like, oh, this is showing me this and vice versa and all this other stuff. I don't put any solace in the preseason football. None. Especially when you consider, number one, the scheming is different. They're not necessarily, from everything that I've heard, they're not scheming against the, in this case, the Raiders aren't scheming against the Seahawks.
Right.
If they're doing any type of scheming, it's that, hey, let's try this and see what it looks like. Not, we know this is a Seahawks weakness, so we're going to try and do this. That's what happens in a regular season. Like, they're scheming against the opponent. In the preseason, if they're scheming at all, defensively, offensively, it's just, hey, let's see what it looks like. Let's run this stuff. So when they looked overmatched, if anybody looks overmatched against a particular opponent, or on the flip side of that, if somebody looks great, you know, with what they were,
right,
looks great, that could just mean the other team was in a dummy offense or a dummy defense or something like that. And that's one of the reasons why I was so successful.
And that's another tough thing about preseason is dummy offenses and dummy defenses. Jesse mentioned yesterday, and I actually agreed with him, that we should probably see more teams at least utilizing quarters rather than drives in preseason football. But it becomes, you know, a useless exercise if one team is utilizing it and the other team isn't.
Right.
And that was actually the case last night, though it didn't really matter much. I don't think Seattle had starters out there,
at least
not a lot of them.
They didn't. I got into that game a little late, so like middle of the first quarter, so I don't know who was on the first couple drives.
Yeah.
But I saw Drew Locke. That's when he was in there, so I don't know. Sam, you said Sam didn't play at all.
Yeah, Sam didn't. And I'm talking about like defense too. I don't know how many defense starters overall played at all.
Yeah, because they got two 15-yard penalties after the.
Well, still better than Cooper. Still better than Cooper Rush's start.
The starters were so happy they ran out onto the field after a Seahawks pick, and they got two 15-yard penalties. But yeah, like starters aren't in there. It's just, it's one of those things, you always want to see the team that you're watching or the team you're rooting for play well. That's all. Like, if I have to choose between the two, play well or look terrible, I'm going to always say, hey, I want to see them do well. I want to see them look well. But I also won't put much stock in it. I think two of the preseason games that I remember the most from the 49ers of the past, 2011, Jim Harbaugh's first game.
Okay.
They went to New Orleans, and Sean Payton and them boys lit them up. That's where I learned something that day, because Jim Harbaugh and them were a little mad. They're like, bro, they were blitzing and everything. Like, you don't do that in the pre. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? But they were blitzing Alex Smith. They looked awful. They were getting lit up. And they go to the NFC Championship game. And they beat that same Saints team in the divisional round. The other time was, I think, a couple years ago, Niners-Raiders in Las Vegas. Niners didn't look good at all, at all. Mm-hmm. I think Trey Lance might have started that game. He didn't look good. They didn't look good at all. They also, after two quarterback injuries, end up going to the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
So I always keep that in my mind when watching this stuff. Once again, you want to see them do well. You want to see players perform at a high level. But to me, it just doesn't have, more times than not, it doesn't have any bearing on what we're going to see in about a month.
Yeah, it doesn't, but it doesn't stop us from watching and evaluating.
Yeah, I like watching.
To figure out. No, I do too, but it becomes really difficult to, like, if our job is to form an opinion on what we're seeing,
right.
It gets really difficult to form an opinion.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, if you had concerns about the Raiders offensive line, you were right. But, like, does that change when they play New England a month-ish from now? Or, like, maybe.
Or look at it this way as well. There are plenty of games where in one drive they just couldn't move the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. Like that happens in games. That's not to say in first series against New England they can't move the ball. Offensive line is terrible. And then for the next seven drives they score touchdowns and they move the ball. You know, right. we just saw one drive
right.
in that game and that's
it wasn't pretty.
No, it wasn't pretty at all. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you it wasn't pretty.
No, it wasn't. Genty got negative points just like Casey does over here on the legal board.
I'm going to change that when you go to the bathroom. Did you see, watching that game, did you see it was a faux talk for that game?
I did.
And the guy scores the touchdown right in front of, I'm talking about Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
This guy scores a touchdown in front of Marshawn and like not knowingly like backs into him. Marshawn forearm, sure. Hey, buddy. Hey.
Yeah, yeah. hit him with the Tyler Hands, bro. Who was that? Oh, my bad, Marshawn. My bad, bro. Sorry. My bad.
Shout out Marshawn Lynch, man. He does it all.
Yeah, that was he's a character. Wow. He's an absolute character. But yeah, preseason is underway, man. We're off and running. Did you see Max Crosby's get up?
No.
He had the KD jersey on.
I did not see
the
that.
Seattle joint. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Walking on the walk-in.
What did he do that for?
I'm not sure.
All right, Max.
Sir, you're not with us.
Yeah.
What you doing?
What are you talking about?
What you doing?
Like, you should have wore a SGA jersey. You're not Seattle. Oh, you're not a Seahawk.
Pandering. I'm not sure what he's doing.
He's like,
why would he wear an SGA jersey?
Because you're the opponent. You want to rile them up.
Oh, Oklahoma City, Seattle. I got you.
That's how you
That's a heel move.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a heel move. That's a heel move.
But instead, sure. He was like, we're here to play this preseason game in Seattle, Washington.
Max Crosby out here being Mick Foley. hitting him with the thumbs up when he's, hey. Hey.
Trying to get the cheap pop.
Hey.
It's all good. It's all,
once in a while.
On the flip side of that, once again.
Do we have to do that every time?
Every time. Contractually okay. obligated.
I was just checking.
Baker Family Wine sponsors flip side.
Baker Family Wine, by the way. we did $7.55 yesterday.
Is it confirmed? Confirmed? Well, not
yes,
that, but
sir, oh, that is? It is confirmed.
Oh, okay. All right,
it is confirmed, right. confirmed. Baker Family Wines. This weekend, we heard a rumor yesterday that Dusty Baker was going to be in the tasting room on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Rumor confirmed. Dusty Baker will be in the tasting room on Sunday.
There we go.
At 1 o'clock. So if you haven't ventured over to Baker Family Wines, and to be clear, you don't have to venture very far. It's in West Sacramento.
Yeah.
Get the exact address over at BakerFamilyWines.com. While you're there, join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. And you can learn all about these small lot wines that are crafted right here in West Sacramento with the help of the Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Dusty Baker.
One of the greatest to ever do it.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to take an opportunity on Sunday afternoon on this very busy weekend that we have ahead of us to venture over there to Baker Family Wine, say hi to the Hall of Famer, and grab a couple of these bottles. Because these bottles, I don't take them home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Me.
I mean, I'm just. I'm,
I mean, just I, some, so I, someone thought, well, this is my birthday. I'm going to take this Zinfandel.
It was here. It was here. So I was like,
that's
oh,
right.
Okay.
Past tense. It was here.
It's like, okay.
But in any event, BakerFamilyWines.com. I'm going to go pick up bottles that I can actually drink rather than show off here on the stream, and ones that Kenny won't steal when I'm not here.
Right there.
And
for me.
Didn't even share with his wife. Go to BakerFamilyWines.com. Go to BakerFamilyWines.com to join Dusty's Clubhouse right now. Again, Dusty Baker will be in the tasting room.
That's some good stuff.
This Sunday at 1 o'clock.
That's some good stuff. So,
One-ish
for you or for Dusty?
For Dusty.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
Dusty Baker.
One-ish.
Yeah,
it's not... Dusty might stop and manage a game on his way to the.
If I have a softball game on.
Yeah,
Sunday,
he'll see a pickup baseball game and go, hold on, guy. Hold on.
Get this guy out of here.
Let's walk.
We're going to go to the bullpen now.
What are we doing? Let's work through this right here.
So we talked about preseason, and we talked about. Actually, this actually includes a take that I want to see what you guys think about. And Kyle Madsen's coming in here. I want to know what he's going to think about this. But you talked about preseason, can't take anything out of it. There is a part of me that understands and was kind of feeling what Cincinnati did last night.
Okay.
Getting Joe Burrow out there,
mm-hmm.
getting Ja'Marr Chase out there.
Mm-hmm.
And to a certain degree, setting the tone, we're here to play. I don't care what type of game it is, we're here to play. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a different season this year. And I think they were going against all second stringers, but they went out there.
I think
Burrow threw for like 123 and two touchdowns or a touchdown.
10 passes, yep.
Yeah. Ja'Marr Chase had a big – and a lot of people were like, yo, why are they in the game? Why are they playing? I get
need
to understand.
To play.
But, get them dudes out there. I'm with that.
Yeah, like I think Jesse was on to something the other day when he said, like, they need to utilize preseason more.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't control what your opponent does.
Right.
But, yeah, get out there and let these guys get some run. And I know it's no different, you know, in basketball. You get into that try-hard category. You got guys trying to earn roster spots. You got guys trying to make an impact. And sometimes, you know, not that, you know, starters aren't trying hard or not that guaranteed roster spots guys aren't trying hard. But it's also like, by any means necessary, man. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you could get caught up in that. And, yo, you want to have a chase down block on LeBron James. You wound up clipping him in midair. That's bad for everybody. But, you know, if you can get out there and get some run with, you know, maybe not into the fourth quarter, but through the first, yeah, I think that's – especially for football. Especially for guys in Trent Williams was the one who, like, really at least opened my eyes to this. Been in this league too long. I need to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want 3 or 4 weeks off or whatever it was that Trent was talking about last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can't have that. Like, if I don't get hit, I'll forget what it's like to get hit and have to get reconditioned to
right.
it. Like, this is a sport unlike any other. Like, the amount of physical contact that is involved in football. Like, I know, for I can only imagine, like, once I start, like, I don't, just get me through the next 17.
Right.
Because I know, how, and everyone says it, that once you get that first hit, whew, you forgot what that felt like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to experience that three times throughout the throughout the next month.
Right.
All right, I got hit. Okay, you're going to have to hit me again.
Right.
And then again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you kind of get this thing moving a little bit heading into next month.
Yeah. Trent Williams, who did not participate in the joint practice yesterday.
Yeah. Who was their joint practice with?
The Broncos. And people are buzzing about the Broncos, boy.
Yeah, they are.
They buzzing about Bo Nix. They buzzing about that defense.
Yeah.
Sean Payton said he's got a Super Bowl caliber team. He said that. He said, I don't say that lightly either.
This quarterback shows up. I don't hate it. I don't agree necessarily.
That defense is the truth.
They're kind of the team that's supposed to be next.
Do you have them winning the division?
If it's not the Chiefs, then yeah. I don't know if I have a pick right now, but yeah, I'd be the Broncos if it wasn't the Chiefs.
I had the Chargers yesterday, and then they lost their top left tackle for the season. And then I just started to read more about the Broncos. I might switch that. I'm not ready to switch it yet. I want to see more from the Chargers. Like, I want to read more about them. But the things that I'm hearing about that Broncos defense has me thinking, like, yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah, they got a shot. Like, I think it's crazy to think that the Chiefs can't win the division again.
They certainly can. Yeah. They certainly can.
Go ahead, Justin.
Do we think Bo Nix potentially has, like, a C.J. Stroud second year or anything like that? I kind of wonder about
possible.
The Commanders, too, with that.
Yeah, is with Jaden?
Yeah, like Jaden tore it up, same way CJ did and all that. Yeah. And then, like, these quarterbacks are human as well. They're like, the NFL kind of catches up. Not saying they're going to be bad, but I'm curious if we're going to see any bit of a letdown.
It's possible. I mean, those sophomore seasons can always be tough.
Yeah.
They can always be tough.
Kind of leads in, not necessarily, but the take that I had.
Okay.
Remember, and I never really understood this. But JR used to always say, good old JR,
mm-hmm.
Undertaker's wrestling, and Undertaker would get the guy on the ropes and do the, you know, the little uppercut move he would do all the time. And JR every time would say, oh, there he is, the best pure striker in the game. The Undertaker, the best pure striker in the game. It's like, all right, JR. All right, man, what are we talking about? Anyway,
JR's not bad, by the way.
That was before Brock Lesnar.
You like that, JR?
It's not. I didn't say I like it. It just says not bad.
Oh, there he is. Undertaker, best pure striker.
Reel it in.
Best pure striker in the game.
You see what you did?
Well, yeah. Like, no. Hold on. Here's your camp invite. All right? You're not touching the field right now, though.
Here's your camp invite. It's crazy.
Your JR is like, it's like Mason Jones right now. It's like Isaiah Crawford. Like,
I'm curious.
Down.
Yeah.
Like, calm down.
It's on a two-way.
It's going to need some minutes.
It's on a two-way.
It's going to need some minutes.
I
made the mistake of telling him what I think is his best impersonation.
Which one's that?
What?
I think Austin.
Yeah,
Doc is the best, but every once in a while we'll be doing the KSFM show and he'll just slip into Stone Cold Steve Austin and it'll be like, that's actually not bad. That's actually not
Shout
bad.
Shout out Stone Cold. But he would always say best pure striker in the game.
Yeah.
I think the best pure thrower in the game is Joe Burrow. And I think Joe Burrow is going to have an MVP level
Who
season.
Had
I've been trying to tell everyone about Joe Burrow, how he's one of the top four QBs.
Here we go. Pound for pound. He might be the best.
So,
and you know I love Lamar. Lamar, my dog.
Former best pure thrower in the game probably belonged to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
he's always the most talented.
Like Peyton and Brady were winning Super Bowls, but it was Rodgers who was like, he is the best quarterback, the best passer in the game.
And Rodgers was sick.
I know you.
I'm just reiterating, like, as much as I don't like him no more, and I think he moves like Unk, like they said in the video, he was sick. That boy was nasty.
I think it was against... Who threw the pass to Dez? That was Romo, right? The Dez caught it. Dak had a playoff game against Green Bay also.
Yeah, his rookie year.
Was it the Jared Cook one?
Yeah.
That pass at the
end. Oh, my God. Man. That had, I mean, meant, I mean, nothing. They won the game. Mm. It's one of the greatest passes I've ever seen.
That was sick.
From the way he was getting chased out of the pocket to where he put that ball.
It wasn't no 9-yard throw either. That was,
oh my God, it was 30 yards. Yeah, I don't like him, but I don't question what he was in football. Mm. Like, he was deadly as a passer. So that's Joe Burrow.
I think Joe Burrow might be the best pure passer in the game.
Okay. It's Joe and Josh Allen probably up there.
Yeah. Josh,
you got that.
He got it.
Playful exuberance. He plays with such joy. Josh, he's like Brett Favre.
Josh got it too. But I think Joe Burrow might be looking at a MVP caliber season.
Damien hates him.
You hate Joe
I
Burrow?
Don't hate Joe Burrow. You what is Joe that? Burrow. What's do. That?
I should like Cool Joe.
No. The last few years, I don't know what the hell you guys see in this Bengals team. I don't see it. Dang, they went to the Super Bowl. I don't see it.
Okay. The Mavericks went to the finals. Did anyone buy that? No, the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. I didn't buy it. Mm. And it wasn't Joe Burrow. I didn't buy that football team. Mm. I didn't like them. Mm. It's not about Joe Burrow. I didn't question whether Joe Burrow was good. I questioned whether I thought the Bengals could get back to the Super Bowl. And my answer was always no.
It's not the story we tell on sports radio, pal.
Y'all fell in love with the Bengals, and they broke your heart. Now you're turning your frustration towards me.
They should have. Well, you could say this 5-6 different times, I guess. The guys, they just keep handling business, but they should have beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, but they didn't.
They didn't. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, the Niners should have beat them. The Bills should have beat them. The Ravens should have, like, but the Chiefs win every time except for last Super Bowl. I think they'll bounce back this year. I think, and the only reason that really struck me is I think last night was the beginning of that.
He had a pretty, like, if momentum is a thing, they were. I can't cover this. Like,
yeah, come on, get it together, pal.
Just like, come on, man. Be a professional. Stop sneezing.
That's what I was saying before the break. Man, the sinus headache joint, I don't have no migraines, but this is.
Hold your sneeze like a pro.
No, I feel you. Like, I have felt near death since like 4:30 this morning. Like, it is bad.
Should have called me. I was up.
Well, I would have. I like got Katie. I just got to roll with my man AT. Let me get another ride in. If there is a such thing as momentum, the Bengals sucked at the beginning of last year. Mm-hmm. And then they went crazy. I was like, they almost did something.
Made it, yeah.
I want to believe in the Bengals, but also, like, I don't know if that defense is capable of not giving up more than 35 points a game.
Oh, boy. See. Oh, boy. Still in the holdout, right?
Yeah. Mm. Trey Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm. Man. Like, I don't know. I think
they got to get that.
They do.
Well, yeah, he's holding in. Yeah, Kyle Madsen, he's holding in, but
they do. But I think they can make a run. The streets are saying, and we'll hear about this in a second. Where to go? I can't find it. But they said Kyle Madsen is the one who really hates Joe Burrow.
Oh,
that's what the streets are saying.
Well,
yeah, Kyle Madsen just said. I said, how do you feel about Joe Burrow? I just hate him.
Excellent. All right, well, we'll find out.
I don't think Kyle sees it like how we see it.
Well, okay, let's be careful with the word we. Joe Burrow, good football player.
Oh, like, you don't see it as this.
No,
big
no.
You see, this is
no,
what I'm talking about.
No,
see?
No, no.
Man, telling on himself.
You two seem to love him.
He the truth.
I like him.
Joe Cool.
That boy, the truth.
The real Joe Cool.
Kyle Madsen joins us next
week. Don't
be
disrespectful. I'm not going
to
let that slide. Talking about the real Joe Cool. That's Joe Montana. Don't be disrespectful. We got a choppy pass with Joe because sometimes he's not happy with what goes on. But now, don't be disrespectful just because he beat Marino's ass.
I thought it was Joe Namath.
Oh, gosh. This is going to break.
Fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.